The Lion and the Rat. There was once a rat who, quite by accident, walked between a lion's paws. The lion looked down at the tiny, helpless, shaking creature, but didn't budge a muscle, and so allowed the rat to escape unharmed. The rat was overcome with gratitude and called out,
"Oh, Mr. Lion, thank you, thank you! One day I shall repay you for your kindness!"
The lion laughed to himself and thought,
"How could such a tiny creature help me, the Lord of the Jungle?"
A few months later, the lion was out hunting in the forest when he fell into a trap. He roared in fury and struggled with all his might to get free of the net that had fallen over him and had his strong body bound. At last he had to admit,
"No matter what I do, I can't escape. I'm trapped for good."
The lion continued to thrash and roar until finally all the animals in the forest heard and rushed to find him. They stood silently around the great beast, watching him struggle, until finally the lion said,
"Don't just stand there! Help me out of this trap!"
"How can weak creatures like us help you, the Lord of the Jungle?"
And so they all went away, leaving the lion alone once again. Just then the rat came by. He rushed up to the lion and said,
"Don't worry, Mr. Lion, I'll help you."
And so the rat gnawed and gnawed and chewed until at last he had eaten right through the net. The lion watched in amazement.
"Well, my little friend, you have proven yourself a mighty creature, too. I didn't believe you'd ever be able to help me, the king of beasts. As long as I shall live, you shall have my protection."
So the little rat, by patience and hard work, was able to do what the lion, in all his strength and rage, could not.
Gosh, Princess Tamalpa, that rat was so small, yet he could do something the lion couldn't.
And he believed in himself. I sure like these fables, Aunt Sally. Maybe we can do them again sometime.
Yes.